You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of Brevard.
Welcome to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. Your host for WGOD Radio is Bible teacher and translator Pastor Paul Esposito, senior pastor of Island Community Church, located in Merritt Island, Florida. And now here for today's program is Pastor Paul.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker for this program. I am Pastor Paul Esposito, coming to you from Island Community Church, along with my associate pastor, Darren Solana. We greet you warmly here today on this Tuesday. Thank you for spending 30 minutes of your Tuesday to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. We're having an excellent time here in the Book of Revelation. We've been looking for the last week, because I believe there's no more important character here along the lines of Satan's plan to steal, kill, and destroy than the false prophet revealed to us in Revelation chapter 13, verses 11 through 18. That's what we've been looking at these last few programs. We're looking at this 10 points concerning this false prophet. We did the same thing for the Antichrist. I think I called that the character traits of the Antichrist. Now we got 10 points looking at this false prophet. Lord God, we praise you. We thank you for another awesome day here today. Lord, we ask for your blessings here on this Bible study here today. Speak to us through your word. We listen for your voice. Open up our ears, our minds, our hearts. Empower us to be doers of your word and not just hearers. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, we're in Revelation. Let me read the text first, and then we'll pick up where we left off in yesterday's program. Because I am determined on us being professional Christians. So if you've heard this before, praise God, you're going to hear it again. Until this stuff is memorized in all of us, that we know these points. He's got a lot to say about this. Therefore, we're going to take these things to heart so that we can know more about these guys than they know about themselves. Regarding evil people and deceivers, there's more in the Bible regarding these two guys, Antichrist and false prophet, than anyone else. The Lord's gone through great pains to let us know and to give us tomorrow's newspaper. Even the Apostle Paul tells you how to spot him. And that what he does, he sits as God. The Apostle Paul tells you there's going to be a new temple built in Jerusalem for him to sit in. He sits as God in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. So he's going to deceive those that dwell on the earth. People are going to think that he's God. We read in verse 9 of 2 Thessalonians, that if you reject the Savior, that God is going to compel you to believe the lie. That this man sitting in the temple over here telling everyone he's God, if you refuse the love of God, then you are going to believe him. Paul said God will send them a strong delusion so that they will believe the lie, so that they all might be condemned who did not believe the truth, but it took pleasure or delighted in unrighteousness. So, Bible's got a lot to say. Revelation chapter 13, verse 11. And I saw another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb, and he spoke like a dragon. And he exercises all the authority of the first beast in his presence. And he causes the earth and those that dwell in it to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed. And he performs great signs so that he makes fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men. And he deceives those that dwell on the earth by those signs which he had the power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to those who dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast who was wounded by the sword and lived. And he had power to give breath to the image of the beast, so that the image of the beast should both speak and cause as many as would not worship the image of the beast to be killed. Verse 16, and he causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hand or on their foreheads, and that no one may buy or sell except he that had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him who has understanding calculate the number of the beast, for it is the number of man. Some translations say it is the number of a man. And his number is 666. That's Revelation chapter 13, verses 11 through 18. Now, we've been going through, between Friday and Monday and today, 10 points. The first point, and if you guys would like one of these handouts that's already filled out, let me know, write to me, and send me an email. It's elected77@gmail.com. And I will scan this into my computer already filled out, and I will email it to you so you can have a copy of this, share it with someone, sock it away in your Bible, these great truths that the Holy Spirit has given us so that we will identify. Because remember, deception's going to be running rampant here. False Christ and false prophets will arise and show great signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even you and me. That's why he's given us so much information, so that we will not be deceived. Look, when someone calls fire down out of heaven, that hasn't happened since the likes of Elijah the prophet. 800 years before Christ is the last time, as far as I know, that that's happened. James and John tried to do it. They said, Lord, do you want us to call fire down out of heaven like Elijah did and burn up these crusty old Samaritans? And Jesus said, you do not know what manner of spirit you are. You don't do that. Not since Elijah has this happened. It's going to happen again, and it's going to deceive, like I said in yesterday's program, those that don't know the playbook, those that don't know the Christian playbook, those that don't know the truth of the Word of God. You'll fall for anything if you don't know the Word. All right. Point number one on this list of 10, he is a counterfeit Christian. That's why it says here, let me pull up that verse again here. It says here, I saw another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb, and he spoke like a dragon. So understand the symbol, you'll understand the book. The lamb, the Revelation, has a lot of symbols in it. When you understand the symbols, you'll understand the book. The Lamb is the Lamb of God. You can go to other places to understand that. Follow John the Baptist around. Walk close to him, and he'll tell you exactly who the Lamb is. He'll point him out, and he'll say to you, behold. There he is right there. Behold, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world. And the dragon, flip back a chapter to Revelation chapter 12. We don't need to speculate. The Bible tells you in plain language, that serpent of old, the great dragon was cast out of heaven, that serpent of old called Diabolos and Satanus, who deceives the whole world, was thrown out of heaven, and his angels were thrown out with him. So we know who that is. So point number one, he is a counterfeit Christian. Point number two, the false prophet demands worship. That's verse 12. He exercises all the authority of the first beast in his presence, and he causes the earth and those that dwell in it to worship. The first beast, whose deadly wound was healed. Remember, first beast, remember, it's a man. Revelation 19:20 tells you everything is spelled out somewhere in this book. He's a man. He dies like a man. He's thrown into the lake of fire. The Bible says these two are cast into the lake of fire. These are men. They're going to die. It's not a world system. Don't spiritualize the text. He's a man. Apple means apple. Doesn't secretly mean watermelon or rhinoceros. Don't spiritualize this text. He's a man. He's going to die like a man. So that's point number two. He demands worship. Point number three, unprecedented deception. Not since the days of Elijah has this stuff been done. Okay, point number four, very powerful. The false prophet is very powerful. Revelation 13, verse 15, out of the King James Version. And the false prophet, he had the power to give life unto the image of the beast, so that the image of the beast should both speak and cause as many as would not worship the image of the beast to be killed. Now, the word there for life is the word pneuma. It's a proper name for the Holy Spirit, Hagios Pneuma. That could be translated a variety of different way. Spirit, life, you had the power to give life. I mean, what image do you get, though? When you think of unprecedented deception, what image do you get? I get one of someone on his knees, kneeling down over something and pinching his nose and giving mouth to mouth, or he's breathing into someone, the breath of life. I get the image of God breathing into Adam's nostrils, the breath of life. See, this is outrageous deception, and Jesus warns us, be careful. Watch out for this guy. He's going to deceive people. That's what he does. He deceives the whole world. So unprecedented deception is point number three. Point number four, the false prophet is very powerful. Very powerful. Again, verse 15. He had the power to give life unto the image of the beast, so that the image of the beast should speak and cause as many as would not worship the image to be killed. Very powerful. He's got the power to give life to an icon, an image, an exact representation of the original. And the guy's got the power to cause everyone in the whole world to worship him. He's very powerful. Point number five. This one is my opinion. The false prophet will call himself Elijah. Ha, you heard it here first. The false prophet will call fire down out of heaven, just like Elijah did. We know for a fact that this man's going to do the same thing. I believe this false prophet will claim to be Elijah the prophet. Now, I mentioned this on Friday's program to paint this picture as we head into the weekend. Meanwhile, while this guy is calling himself Elijah, maybe, perhaps, right down the street from there, from these evil men, are two other mysterious people. The two witnesses, remember them? They were just in chapter 11. We looked at them a few weeks ago, which I believe will be on the earth in the second half of the tribulation, just like these two. That puts all four of these people, the two witnesses, the Antichrist, and the false prophet, all on the earth, perhaps all in the same city, perhaps all at the same time. Two Elijahs. See, I believe one of these two witnesses is going to be the true Elijah because of some of the things that he does and because he's never died. The counterfeit Elijah could point to the Bible, Malachi chapter 4, verse 5, to authenticate who he is. Remember, lying wonders. You got to watch out. This guy's going to deceive people. He can point to the Bible to prove who he is. And then he says, to prove this, same as Elijah did, to prove my claim that I am, Malachi chapter 4, verse 5, that I am God's prophet, watch what I'm going to do. And then it says, he calls fire down out of heaven. Imagine that going on here in your lifetime. Imagine the real prophet and the false prophet here on the earth in the same time. Then when I said he has the power to give life, this would be point number six on this list. So point number five, calls himself Elijah. Point number six. Now, if I'm wrong and if you're alive at this time, hey, memorize the playbook, okay? Teach this to your children. Memorize this text, Revelation 11. Revelation 13, 11 through 18. Memorize this. Believe me, if it's not you, but if it's your child or your grandson or granddaughter, when they see someone calling fire down out of heaven, you're not going to be deceived. So maybe he doesn't call himself Elijah. Maybe he calls himself Philly Joe Jones. I don't know. But when he calls fire down out of heaven, you won't be deceived because you know the playbook. I think he's going to call himself Elijah. And that's one of the ways that he deceives people. So point number five, calls himself Elijah. Point number six, he has the power to give life. Book, chapter, and verse, Revelation 13:15. He has the power to give life to the image of the beast. Remember, we looked at in yesterday's program, this image is the Greek word icon. It's an exact copy or a representation of an original. Like when Jesus asked for a coin, he says, whose icon is this? They said, Caesar's, the icon. Even the Lord Jesus Christ is the icon. That's Colossians 1:15. He is the icon or the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation, an icon. Even the Lord said, he said, those who have seen me have seen the Father. The author of Hebrews says he is the express image of his person. Jesus Christ is the icon of God the Father, which is why he says, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father, because Jesus is the icon of Jehovah. Now, this false prophet is going to give life or breath or however you feel like translating that word, pneuma, to the icon of the Antichrist. Somehow or another, it's going to be an exact representation of the original. And this guy has the power to give life to it. That's verse 15. Let me read it again. He has the power to give life to the icon of the beast so that the icon should speak and cause as many as would not worship the icon to be killed. So not only does he cause worship and direct worship to the Antichrist, he's going to direct the icon is going to be worshiped himself, and he's going to be able to kill anyone that won't bow the knee to it and worship it. So that is point number six. He has the power to give life. Point number seven. We're going to wrap this up here this next 8 minutes. Point number seven. Your money or your prestige can't save you. That's verse 16. He causes all, the small, the great, and the rich. The great and the rich. The great and the rich. The great and the rich, no matter who you are, no matter what, where you're a president of, no matter how much money or how much cryptocurrency or how much stock options you own, he causes all, the small, the great, the rich, the poor, the free, the slave, that they should receive marks on their right hand or on their forehead. The great and the rich, meaning your prestige can't save you and won't save you. The rich just means you can't buy your way out of this like you always have and used to in the past. You throw your money around. You can buy your way out of anything. You can use money in order to buy or sell. No, that's not going to work. You have to have the mark of the beast in order to buy or sell, because things aren't going to be like they are now. Your silver and gold are going to be worthless. The only way you're going to be able to buy or sell is to receive this mark on your right hand or on your forehead. So your money can't save you. That's point number seven. Point number eight, the false prophet will issue the mark of the beast. Again, verse 16, He, it's the false prophet, causes all, small, great, rich, poor, free, bond, that they should receive a mark on their right hand or on their forehead, and that no one can buy or sell. Catch that. This is an economic mark. It's not a religious mark. It's an economic mark. It's a mark to do business out here in the world today, to survive in society. Just simple basics. Buying or selling. Can't do it without the mark. That's verse 17. So that no one can buy or sell because of this false prophet and the mark he's issuing. No one can buy or sell except he that has the mark, Greek word karagma, mark, tattoo, engraving. No one can buy or sell except he that has the mark, comma, the name of the beast, or the number of his name. So the result of the mark, other than signing your own death warrant, you can't buy or sell. Or you can buy or sell. That's what it's going to take. You can conduct business in this world if you sign away your soul to the devil if you're alive here at this time. But Jesus says, remember, he says, don't worry about any of this. He said, everyone who overcomes, I will give to them some of the hidden manna to eat. You see, get out of the boat. Trust Jesus. Lean not on your own understanding. Commit your ways to him. And he has got some food that you know not of. He has hidden manna. He will take care of you when you say no to this satanic trinity, no to this mark of the beast, and trust God. Trust the Son of God when you're going through adversity, and he has got some food for you and some drink. You just don't know where it is. Reminds me of that old Pokemon right here at the church. They used to have one of these. Like, I would always see these people in the area walking around with their phones. I thought they're zombies. I thought they're crazy. What are these guys doing walking around here in the middle of nowhere? You see, this Pokemon game, they would hide these little images somewhere. And once you found them, you know, you collected these images. I don't know. I've never done it. But this I know, that the developers of this, they put one of these Pokemons in our church sign right here by the street here on Banana River Drive. And I would sit here in my office and I'd watch people walk around the church sign. I thought everyone was crazy. They lost their mind. There was a Pokemon hidden there digitally in the church sign. Likewise, you see, the Lord Jesus has got some food hidden as well. And when you trust him in the face of adversity and say no to this satanic trinity, no to the devil, remember, you overcome him by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of your testimony, and that you love Jesus more than you love yourself. Say no to the Antichrist and say no to this false prophet. I'm not going to do what you say to buy or sell. I'm going to trust my God in order to buy or sell if I happen to be alive during this time. To all overcomers and all members of Overcomers Anonymous out there, Jesus says he's got, like, just like a little Pokemon thing, he's got some food hidden as well. Food to provide for you when you trust God. For whoever this is that's going to be alive at this time, I don't know. We don't know. This I know. Trust God when you're going through trials, when you're going through trouble. Now, the last two points here. Point number 9. The false prophet will deceive billions. He deceives those that dwell on the earth, the Bible says, by the signs. You know, you can change a small portion of this in your own significant world out here today. The Apostle Paul's enemy said about him, we found this man to be a plague. Well, let me say to you, may the same be said about you in these end of days that we live in here today. Let God use you during these last days to spread the truth of his word to others. You know plenty right now. You are armed and loaded for bear. You know Jesus is not coming back on the 310 train. You know how he's coming back. He's coming back in the clouds, and every eye will see him, like lightning that flashes from the east to the west. You know how he's coming back. You won't be deceived. You're loaded for bear. You're loaded for bear. You can change. Let God use you to open people's eyes to the truth so that they won't be deceived by this. Share it with others. Ask me for this list. I'll send it to you. Last point, point number 10, God commands you to solve the mystery of the number. Verse 18, here is wisdom. I would say, are you smart? Are you smarter than a sixth grader? Like the saying goes, you are. You know why? He's not asking you to do this. This is an imperative. He's commanding you to do this. He's not going to command you to do something that you can't do. When the time comes, you'll understand. It's just like the government forcing you in order to do something or wear something or get injected with something in order to buy or sell. When the time comes, the light bulb goes off and you understand, so it'll be here. God commands you to solve the mystery of 666. Verse 18, here is wisdom. Let him who has understanding calculate. I love that word. Get out your pencil and your eraser and your pad of paper. Let him who has understanding calculate the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. My old New King James says it is the number of man, and his number is 666. We'll leave it there for today. I hope you guys have enjoyed this study in this false prophet. I might air these three programs again coming up. I might air these three programs all the time. Bear with me if you hear this again on the radio. I feel it's very, 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 very important for people to hear and know these things, sock them away in their Bibles, teach these truths to other people, because I believe that we're getting close to the Lord Jesus' return. And if that's true, this kind of stuff has to happen first. You're listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
You have been listening to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. You are cordially invited to attend one of our services at Island. We meet Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. for Bible study, and Sunday morning service starts at 10:30. Island Community Church is located at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. The church's email is islandcc1000@gmail.com. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.